Psalm 21, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him even length of days for ever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed for ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Hallelujah! There is no one like the Lord Jehovah. There is none as strong and mighty as him. There is no salvation like his salvation, and no one can bless like he can bless. No one has such goodness as his goodness, and no one can give life forever and ever but him. And who is the king of which David speaks of? Who is this one that is so blessed by the Lord, that is made the most blessed forever and ever? Is he speaking of himself, or speaketh he of another? Well, let me assure you, as Philip did for the eunuch of Ethiopia, and as Peter did for the men of Israel on Pentecost, that this king of whom the Scripture speaks of is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He joyed in the strength of his Father, and he rejoiced greatly in his Father's salvation. The Father gave him his heart's desire, and did not withhold the request of his lips, the request to glorify the Father's name, and the request to be glorified with the Father's own self, with the glory which he had with him before the world was. The Lord Jesus asked the Father to be lifted back up to his former glory, and the Father raised him unto immortality and ascended him up to his own right hand with glory and life forever and ever. He placed the crown of King of Kings upon his Son's head, and the Son will glory forevermore in his Father's salvation, and in the honor and majesty his Father has laid upon him. For the Father has made that same Jesus both Lord and Christ, and he is most blessed forever. And all of his sufferings and pain and sorrows were but for a moment, for now he is exceeding glad with the face of his Father. Why? Because he trusted in his Father always, and through his Father's mercy, he shall never be moved. And all his enemies, and all those that hate him, those that do evil and will not repent, those who love darkness rather than light, they and their fruit and their seed will be consumed and swallowed up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. For our God is a consuming fire. For they intended evil against the Lord. They imagined a mischievous device against Christ, which they were not able to perform. Therefore, they will turn their back when the Lord is ready to bring his arrows of wrath upon them. So we cry out like David and say, Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. And all of this is because the King, the Lord Jesus, joyed in his Father. He rejoiced and delighted to do his Father's will. And because of this, we too can rejoice in his salvation. Psalm 21.